Art, what's the history here that makes this game such a big deal?
The Ducks have won 9 in a row by an average of about 5,000 points apiece. Husky fans hate it. They just hate it because Washington has been historically so dominant in the Northwest, you know, going back into the Don James era, starting in the 70s and 80s and early 90s. And most Husky fans who grew up in that era expect to dominate the Cougars at Washington State and the Ducks in Oregon. And that changed starting in the middle 90s, and now it's become dominant because the University of Oregon has had a great benefactor in Phil Knight of Nike, who has thrown literally hundreds of millions of dollars at the University of Oregon athletic program, and there's probably no finer athletic campus in the country than Eugene. Autzen Stadium has been remodeled to become a very difficult place for visitors to win, and it's created a tremendous athletic magnet for kids around the country to go to Oregon to play really any sport, but especially football. And the domination has just become remarkable and consistent, and they're a top five team every year, playing an exciting, dynamic brand of football, and then they've got all the Nike uniforms to switch out of. So it's a very glamorous program, and the Huskies were 0-12 5 years ago.
So you have Phil Knight's massive contributions to his alma mater, but this season it goes beyond a regional rivalry. Two nationally ranked teams with great records are going at each other.
Right, and that's why ESPN Game Day is here. That's the show that precedes what ESPN thinks is the sexiest matchup on that Saturday in college football. It's an 18-year tradition, never been to Washington before. So they're going to be here Saturday morning to add to the hype, as if Oregon-Washington needed more hype. And of course, the Ducks are 5-0. Second ranked in the country. The Huskies are 4-1. The only loss was last Saturday, a very close, well-played game at Stanford. And so these two teams now are very, very good. And both of them have offenses that are very similar. Washington stole the offense from Oregon, the hurry-up, no-huddle variety that is very difficult to manage. And the Ducks average 630 yards of offense a game. That's second in the country. And Washington is fifth at 557 yards a game. That just gives you an idea of how fast-paced and how explosive this game is going to be on Saturday.
So number two, Oregon. Number 16, Washington. What do you think is going to happen?
Well, I think Washington is finally credible in terms of being competitive, but I don't think they're good enough yet. This investment in the stadium, this investment in the new offense and everything has been geared toward this game. This is a big deal for the Husky constituency. They want to win this game desperately, but you can't get good this quickly. They got beaten in Eugene last year, 52-21. It's hard to make up that ground against a team this good. This is almost pupil versus mentor. Oregon knows what it's doing. Oregon's going to prevail in the game. The Huskies' goal is to try to be in it in the fourth quarter and claim a moral victory.
All right, Art. Thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel joins us every week at this time. His website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download Sports with Art Thiel and other KPLU commentaries at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.